Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good Tuesday morning. When football season ends for most people, it turns into basketball season. And we have two huge stories from the world of hoops. Huge hoop stories this one. We'll tell you. One involves the most celebrated team in pro basketball. The other involves the most celebrated team in college basketball. We'll get to the latter here coming up in 30 minutes. There's an interesting situation going on with Duke that, of course, our Duke All-American and Wooden Award Player of the Year. Jay Williams has some...
Carlos Boozer?
Boozer. Boozer. The Prince of Duke basketball, as Ski would tell him inside joke there. Ski, Sean,
Key, I like the sweater this morning. Is that magenta? What is that? The color's beautiful.
I don't know. Something that was purchased.
Just laying around?
No, something that was purchased, man.
You called it salmon before the show.
I guess.
You're a healthy eater. You're a very healthy
eater. That's not a salmon.
No,
that's not a salmon.
It looks weird in different lighting. So,
Zubin, you're the sweater connoisseur. What kind of color is that?
That is true. I am the sweater connoisseur. Well, I can't really tell because I came in this morning for the first time it rained since I got glasses. And Key was just killing me because when I came in, my glasses were totally fogged up. I couldn't see anything.
No, I wasn't killing you because of that. I was killing you because, first of all, you didn't have an umbrella. So you come in, you... Nice wood floors that we have here.
In my defense, I walk under a bridge to get here, traversing homeless people left and right. But I do walk under a bridge.
But you come out of your house is not under a bridge.
But there's a ton of scaffolding. You know New York.
Yes,
so I
got
to get to the scaffolding.
Yeah, but still, you got to come out of it at some point.
Zubin, do you have an umbrella?
I do have an umbrella, so but unfortunately, it's at home.
So he forgot it. He told me he forgot his umbrella, right, Jay? So... It Zubin fashion. I'm like, oh, okay, he forgot his umbrella. So
I toughed it out, man.
He's soaking wet. He's dripping. It's coming out. Then he takes off the jacket, and he folds it up against his chest. So I'm like, okay, you do realize there's water on that jacket. You're getting it all over your clothes.
You realize it's going to dry up, like, right away,
still,
though.
Still, though. And then he has his glasses, and I'm like, Zubin, your glasses. He put them on to read, and I said, Zubin, your glasses or wet. You have to dry them off. Oh, I'll get to a key. Don't worry about it. Blah, blah. He still hasn't cleaned them off yet. I said, well, I guess we got to get some windshield wipers.
In my defense, last thing, I'm 42. I just got glasses like a month ago. So they told me the last thing you ever want to do, I don't know. You have great eyesight. I mean, you could see all the screen and all that. I know, Jay, you have worn glasses in the past. They always tell me, like,
don't jinx me.
Yeah, don't use your sweater. Don't use your shirt. Don't use anything.
You
got to
use the cloth.
You got to use the cloth.
So, of course, the cloth is at home with the glasses
case. Oh, jeez. With the umbrella.
So I have to tough it out.
You can use
with the umbrella.
A Kleenex will be fine.
You think so?
Yeah, soft. It's really soft.
Okay, so the little residue.
Kleenex. Yeah, if they could get a little Kleenex deal for you, you'd be fine.
I can't even see you, right? Are you right there? I'm looking. He's just, I'm not sure.
I don't know how you're going to miss me.
So, here's the deal. The Lakers are going to miss AD. Jay, I want to get your opinion on this because, you know, this is your sport. And again, bottom of the hour, what's going on with Duke? Another interesting perspective. Jay's got some insight on that. So we know the deal. AD, 2 to 3 weeks. In that span of time, they are going to play the Nets, the Jazz, and the Blazers. Three formidable teams in that span of time. And obviously, they'll look at it again, the calf strain after 2 to 3 weeks. What are your big concerns when it comes to an oft-injured guy at this place, this time, the defending champions?
A guy with the size and the weight of Anthony Davis, I'm concerned. I think, you know, this has potential to be somewhat of a chronic injury. And the key word, the operative word, Zubin, was reassess. They're going to reassess in 2 or 3 weeks. It's not like, hey, 2 or 3 weeks, come back and play. Let's reassess. The reason why this is fascinating to me is a couple of years ago when KD tore his Achilles, I remember the next couple of days hearing Kendrick Perkins on First Take. And I know KP has a really good relationship with Rich Paul. I talk to Rich Paul all the time, too. You know, Rich Paul represents multiple players on the Lakers roster. And Rich Paul says something so fascinating. He said, you know what? If LeBron ever has an injury like this, I'm not letting him play. Period. Well, Rich Paul also represents Anthony Davis. So my thing is now, LeBron James, 36 years old, how much weight does he need to carry on this team? Yes, and other guys will step up. Taylor Horton Tucker, yes. KCP, Kyle Kuzma, they have other guys that can fill in to a degree. But I would keep AD out a month. I'm not playing a guy with his size, his weight. Hey, let's go a month from now, then let's reassess. If you can have him back by April, middle April, May, like coming back and playing, fine, as long as he's healthy. But seeing the way KD handled this and trying to come back too early as they're trying to continue to have a home seed in the playoff run, this year, which I think will be important for this team and LeBron James. I think that's going to be one of the most fascinating storylines to pay attention to, just every day how AD is doing and how he gets back into the groove and rhythm of playing.
Sitting at in the second position right now in the West behind Utah and being 21-7, you give him as much rest as he needs, right? I mean, and I'm sure that the doctors out there, fine doctors and medical staff, as well as his own personal medical staff that he'll have that'll pay attention to what the injury is, because I'm not a doctor, so I don't know this, and I've never had an Achilles issue, so I don't know the significance of the injury other than it is a strain, and they're going to assess it in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I've also seen AD in other situations with other body parts say that he's going to miss significant time, and then he plays 2 days later. So I don't really know what this is. And I think that they will be smart with a guy who is a franchise player for them. They're not going to rush it back. They can hold it. You know, they're not going to fall out of the playoffs and all of a sudden worry about the seeding at this point of time during the season. All-star break. You know, let's see where it goes. Let's see where it goes.
Key, the only reason I get worried is because if AD were like a Nikola Jokic, a guy that played this, I mean, look, Nikola Jokic can play on the perimeter to knock down shots, but can play with his back to the basket, and you know for the most part he's kind of around the paint area. Okay, I'm not as concerned. The fact that AD 6'10", 254 operates primarily on the perimeter, that's what makes me worried, because AD has a lot of that shake and bake in his bag. He has the handle. He can Euro step and get different places. And at that weight, to put that kind of pressure on your joint when it's a high calf strain, like it's just every time I see one of these high calf strains, I get extremely worried, because I was there. I was there with Kevin Durant. I went through all this where they're like, hey, you know, you can come back and play. You're okay. And, you know, guys try to come back on that. And right now for AD, I don't know, man. It makes you completely worried about a guy like
that. Well, anytime you see other superstars go down with similar injuries, you certainly will be worried about it. There's no question about it. But I think in this situation, based on what happened to Kevin Durant, which is the most recent superstar to have this sort of injury, they're going to be very cautious with how they bring AD along and bring him back. There's no question about it. They're not just going to rush him out there. When he's ready to go, they'll let him go.
And Jay mentioned Jokic. If you're unaware, Davis actually collided with Jokic. That's where the injury occurred Sunday night in the second quarter in that loss to Denver. We start the day with Anthony Davis's injury. Start the day brought to you by Indeed. Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed.com/credit. So Jay gave us the perspective of how Davis's quote-unquote team should be feeling. His agent taking it slow, playing the long game, especially if you do it with the king. Why not do it with another client and the guy that's eventually going to take the mantle from the king? Totally makes sense. There's an 8-year gap between.
So what is he, the prince right now?
I don't know about that, Zubin.
What's that?
I don't know who's going to take the mantle from LeBron James. I think that's a
on
big
the Lakers?
No, just in general. And definitely, I mean, well, on the Lakers it's going to be AD to
you're
a degree.
To the Lakers,
correct?
Right? Yeah, he's speaking to the league.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, AD is a big man. He still need a dynamic guard to get you the ball and make everything okay. But
yeah,
I think that's a big question for the league moving forward. Who is the next? LeBron James is international.
Yeah,
we talk about LeBron James every day.
For the Lakers, it's AD.
Especially with the money that was spent, there's an 8-year gap. Yeah. And also keep in mind, there was a 71 days between when the Lakers won the championship and the start of this particular season. So obviously, you want to take it even slower there, even if you've got a guy that's in his 20s in the prime of his career, but as you guys have mentioned, oft injured. Still, they got less than 90 days between the start of winning the championship and their regular season. So these guys are still in some place getting into shape, right? So you got to kind of give them that opportunity.
Man, if they got out of shape in 71 days, something wrong.
But isn't that part of the reason, Jay, that LeBron isn't playing as many minutes?
Agree. I know we have to break. I'll just say this, Zubin. I don't know down the line if I want Anthony Davis as my alpha on the team.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
Okay. That's
well, I'm taking him right now. So.
That's fine, Key. That's fine. I watch games with you, Key. I know how you react to the screen.
The Lakers are taking.
Well, I didn't say he would be the only alpha. We can have two. We got a break.
Indeed. And the Lakers have paid him like he's going to be an alpha. That's for sure. On the way, one quarterback moved zip codes last season. So why are some saying he already needs to move again and maybe move to a team that has eternally been looking for their quarterback?
if they want to move, we might be able to bring him to L.A., though, for the Lakers.
Him, LeBron, AD, that's your whole team in cap space.
Yeah, but that's all you need in a bunch of me's and you's.
Hey, look, me's is different than you's. You better stop putting us in the same category.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Gets me every time.
You want to defend yourself?
Gets me every time.
Just for that, I hope they don't trade him. Now.
I'm calling him Mr. Trubisky the rest of the year. But, Key, you said it with such conviction, though. You said,
man, there's so many bad quarterbacks in the league, you just get them all mixed up, right? I never mess up Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson, but I always mess up the bad quarterbacks because all of them just bad.
Speaking of bad, how bad is it going to be for some coaches heading into a white-hot 2021? That's the question this morning. We had our NBA interlude, great conversation.
What's a white-hot?
It's like really hot, flaming hot. Flaming hot Cheetos. Huh. Like really hot.
I've never heard that. White hot.
White hot?
No.
Yeah,
for
white
sure.
Hot.
It's been out there.
No, I've never heard it, though.
It's been out there.
Is it is this a racial block? It's white
Zubin,
hot. So
it's been out there.
I don't know. Would you ever say white hot, Jay?
No, but I've heard it said before.
I've never. Yeah, because you. Yeah.
Because what?
Go ahead, Zubin.
It could be red hot. So it could be white hot. Okay, it could be either. Their seats are scalding.
Can you be black hot?
See, now that means something's bad. Let's go, Zubin.
I don't know.
All right. So it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight to the question. What NFL coaches are looking over their shoulder? Essentially, look, are the Rams in Super Bowl or bust mode? Is Urban Meyer looking over his shoulder before he's coached his first game? Is Matt Nagy looking over his shoulder because he barely survived, making it to 2021? More on Nagy in a second. Your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What NFL coaches are looking over their shoulder? As I mentioned, we had our great NBA conversation at the top, and now we're going 30 minutes hardcore all football. We're going to talk about one particular quarterback here in a second, and then we're going to go two division by division, and QB or not QB today is going to be the geriatric division in the NFL, the old person division, the Keyshawn division. I'm kidding.
Wow.
The NFC South. He's the elder statesman on the show. I'm going to show him some respect. Okay, so there is a white hot flame under Matt Nagy, and they need a change perhaps at the quarterback position. He's the quarterback whisperer. Last year, a couple years ago,
who?
Whisperer.
Who?
He was said to be.
Oh, said to be. Said to be. Make sure you put that in your statement.
Right, allegedly. Right. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
W whisper, yes. W white. Like yes. White. Okay. So a couple years ago, we saw the Raiders move from their zip code in Oakland, 94501. They have now set up shop at Allegiant Stadium, zip code 89118. And there is some talk, perhaps, that Derek Carr, John Gruden never satisfied with the quarterbacks, could be on the move. As you said before, Key, on this show, yesterday you said it off the air, we were all chatting. The Bears forever and a day just need a guy, a Jag, just a guy that can get it done with their defense, everything they've always built their reputation and organization on. So how about Derek Carr getting out of Las Vegas, where Gruden is perpetually unsatisfied with his quarterback, and going to Chicago to upgrade the position there?
I think you could upgrade the position in Chicago with Derek Carr, but if I'm Derek Carr, do I want to go to Chicago? Like, they got a solid defense. Is the defense where it was 2 years ago? Or is that Chuck Pagano's now retired and stepped down? Is that defense, is Khalil Mack going to be Khalil Mack? The problem that I have with guys that are quarterbacks like Derek Carr is they all of a sudden get with a Matt Nagy, an offensive so-called mind, and they want to throw the ball everywhere. They don't want to stick to a recipe for success. They try to all of a sudden, with a lack of weapons, try and make a quarterback like Carr throw the ball 45 times a game. And that's how they wind up getting their head bashed in instead of saying, okay, we need to focus in on our defense and our running game, make that strong, and then just allow our quarterback to be efficient enough to win games and not try to justify why we traded for him or how much money he makes. That's where you go wrong at, in my opinion, when I look at the ultimate goal at the end of the day is to win the Super Bowl. But when I look at quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl over the last, I'll just use 10 years.
Okay.
Just look at their playoff runs and then look at what they did in the Super Bowl and put those numbers together. They're just good dudes that don't make the mistake and turn the ball over. It's not about 500 yards in the air. It's about what you saw Tom Brady do. Very efficient. And allowed them to run the ball with Fournette and Jones and play defense. And he didn't screw it up by turning the ball over. He was very efficient. That is how you win. You go back and you even look at Kansas City when they won with Patrick Mahomes. It wasn't like Patrick Mahomes threw for 400 yards. He was just Patrick Mahomes did a good job. They allowed San Francisco to make a handful of mistakes. They won the game. And I think if Chicago could figure out that type of quarterback, they went to the damn Super Bowl with Rex Grossman. I don't care if it was 17 years ago.
Rex Grossman, Aaron Rodgers, same amount of Super Bowls. Jay, what do you think about that? You know the city of Chicago. Well, he's got a type of guy that works for the Monsters of the Midway.
Yeah, I don't see Derek Carr as a fit in Chicago. Just because for Derek Carr, look, it's his place in Las Vegas right now with the way they play. Like, he's serviceable, and I don't think Las Vegas would change anything unless they were to get an upgrade from Derek Carr, unless you're able to get a Deshaun Watson, right? I think he's serviceable. I think John Gruden is going to stay with a guy like that. I don't know why we aren't talking about Marcus Mariota going to the Bears. They're $18.5 million over the cap, right? When you think about, he's the sixth highest cap hit on their salary. So this allows them a lot of flexibility if they can use a guy like Marcus Mariota. And I know that he's a former second overall pick, but it's also a guy that feels like he needs to redeem himself, right? Coming from the Tennessee situation, now playing out there, being a backup, getting inserted here and there into the lineup. Like, I feel like that's a guy that he has the talent, but also the mentality seems to be a little bit more blue collar. He can go earn that in Chicago. And he does have the talent.
Yeah, but what you willing to give me for him, though? What are you willing to give me for Marcus Mariota if you're Chicago? We've done a deal already together with Khalil Mack, so what are you willing to give me? I got what you're looking for. What's it worth to you? Because you had a chance to sign him in free agency a year ago, but you elected to go with Nick Foles instead.
Understood. I mean, but that's something if you're Chicago, you have to realistically think about. You have to actually go
to
the
drawing board. Yeah, but what is it worth to you to get me? I mean, to get me to give you Marcus Mariota, it's got to be a price.
And I mean, it's the same for Derek Carr, though, right?
No, because Derek Carr is my starter. And if you're trying to get my starter, that price goes up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing. So we're talking about a deal between Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota to Chicago. So it's the same thing.
A couple things I would just mention on the way out the door here to Key's point, to bolster Key's point about just needing a guy. Keep in mind, when Tom Brady played Drew Brees in the divisional round, Tom Brady threw for 199 yards and they won. When Tom Brady beat Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowl 55 just the other day, Tom Brady threw for 201 yards. That was enough to win.
Hey, Coach, I didn't do the research at all. I just came off the brain.
Right.
What do you guys say? What I see.
Who's the guy then? Like, if we keep saying they need a guy,
man,
who's
okay, we got to go to break. We can carry it over.
We can carry it over. Last okay. word, Derek Carr saying to Paul Gutierrez, our Raiders reporter, in November, talk is cheap. I understand talk is cheap. I absolutely love Las Vegas, and I hope that they are loving our team, going on to say, I love this place, and I tell you what, man, especially the way my wife's talking, I don't think we're going to be going anywhere anytime soon. We'll see. Again, talk is cheap, but there is no quarterback that has shown his public affection for his team more than Derek Carr has for the Raiders. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Falcons, Saints, Bucks, Panthers. Four teams, four questions, and in the entire division, there's only one certainty in 2021.
It's hands down one of the greatest accomplishments in sports history. We knew we were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. You want to get this far, you got to get the job done. We did it.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning. It's time for a white hot edition of SportsCenter. We'll begin with Anthony Davis and his calf strain. He'll be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. We'll see. The Lakers do have a stretch here in that span of time where they're going to play Brooklyn, Utah, big one on February 24th on ESPN for West supremacy. They'll also take on the Portland Trailblazers, but they'll do it without AD. Jay posited this morning they should keep him out at least a month. Obviously, I think you know how oft injured Anthony Davis has been. How about this down under? Serena Williams beat Simona Halep. Terrific match at the Australian Open. Two of the greats in women's tennis. Setting up a semifinal meeting with Naomi Osaka. The present and legend of the sport taking on the present and the future of the sport at the Australian Open. Black history always. Today we honor James Harris, the first African-American NFL quarterback to begin the season as a starter. Back in 1969, Harris was drafted by the Bills. He was seventh on the depth chart at the start of training camp. By the beginning of the season, he was named the starter, and in 1974, made the Pro Bowl with the Los Angeles Rams. And I should also add, what makes this story especially poignant, as this is Black History, always Black History Month, this guy collegiately played at Grambling State. So a great story. You start HBCU, and you make some history as an African-American in professional football.
My man, Shaq Harris.
The man. Great stuff, right? From college to the pros.
Oh, that's my guy.
As a trendsetter.
I talked to Shaq 2 weeks ago.
You got the LA connection.
Oh, yeah, that's my guy, man. Living down in Jacksonville.
Big inroads here for the NFL. SportsCenter brought to you by Capital One, with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts and an app that lets you bank anytime, anywhere. Choosing Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Taylor Swift in her cardigans or Charles Barkley in the pickup game, if you've seen the commercial. Chuck in the pickup game is unbelievable.
Yeah, you're going to pick
him. I told course. You was going to.
Yeah, of course. You're 8 feet tall. Those are little kids.
It's still funny, though. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Capital One, NA member, FDIC. Back to the conversation here.
You know, I love our show. I really do. I love working with you guys.
Go for it. It's a white hot morning, isn't it?
It's
a white hot morning. White hot.
I feel like you're about to preface this and then say, but I don't like you guys.
No.
I brought up the white hot. I feel responsible.
No, I want Evan to read me what somebody said. What did they say, Evan?
Uh-oh. Was there a racial tone to it?
Yeah, because I said white hot, it was a racial tone, and I just find that absurd. I've never heard of white hot. I've heard of red hot. Has nothing to do with black and white. That's how stupid people are. But, I forgot. I've never heard of that before.
Was that from Google, Evan? That seems, yeah.
Yes.
For all the cooking you do, you've never had a white hot flame.
I've never heard of white hot flame. My flames are usually blue, red, orange, and I've never really, maybe at the tip top, maybe some white. I'll take a look at it. But There was no racial tone to me saying white hot for those idiots on Twitter. I just want to make you know that. I want to note that. That's what I want to do.
All right.
I hate stuff like that. I hate it because
how do you even use white hot in a racial tone?
Because I don't know. That's them tweeting at Evan. I don't know.
What do you think? You're white hot or something?
It's
what are you? White hot?
It's the craziest thing ever. Like, no one said anything.
We don't like you white hot people.
It makes me mad because they waste their time. Oh, that's right. They don't listen to our show.
I don't like all you white hot people.
You know that one.
I don't know what that
that's
means.
One of the favorite ones. Is I don't like y'all. I don't listen to y'all. Well, you obviously listen because you're commenting on our social media. Anyway, go ahead, Zubin. People, man.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I think those people are confused too, Jay.
We're all disoriented.
All of us. Some of us have our marbles.
Yes, again, I apologize. I brought it up, and I've started this powder keg. I apologize. Okay, so...
Don't worry about it. You're turning white. Let's go.
I have a white shirt on today. I got this white piece of paper. We're all ready to go. Okay, so picking up the conversation where we left off, if I can actually remember where we were after that interlude. Okay, I think
Marcus Mariota.
Yes. Jay, go ahead. You wanted to continue the conversation, and then eventually we're going to get to the NFC South quarterbacks. Marcus Mariota could be on the move. It appears many quarterbacks in the NFC South will be on the move. That's on the way in just a few minutes. Which coach looking over their shoulder? That's the poll question today. 888-SAY-ESPN. Back to your point on Mariota.
So, Key, the game I saw Marcus Mariota in this year, he played pretty well. I mean, he looked agile. He was mobile. He was throwing the ball extremely well. I know it's a small sample size, but I don't feel like you have to give up a lot for a guy like Marcus Mariota. And if the marketplace dwindles, if you're Ryan Pace or Matt Nagy, if you have one shot at it, I feel like Marcus Mariota might be the most dynamic option you have. Why not go for it?
Well, if you could turn Marcus Mariota into some draft capital if you're John Gruden and Mike Mayock and it makes sense, then you do it. But I'm certainly not giving up my backup quarterback given the opportunity for him to maybe take over for Derek Carr if Derek starts to struggle, if we keep Derek Carr, especially on the number that we got him at. He's got, I would say, backup money. He doesn't have starter money. We're paying him at a premium as a backup in the league. But if you're willing to surrender a late second round pick or something along those lines, then maybe we could have that conversation because it makes sense. But I'm just not willing to give up, you know, I'm not willing to give up a guy just because you think you want him. You had a chance to sign him in free agency last year and you elected not to because you traded for Nick Foles. So that's on you.
Yep. Let me bring up just two quick points. Then we're going to go to the phone line because we have a white hot caller on the phone line. We do.
We're going to use that all morning now. Y'all done messed up.
No, but he's here to help us. I'm going to get to Chad in just a minute. Chad and Charlotte, if you can hang on. Just two quick things on Mariota.
Chad and Charlotte.
Number one, as Jay said, Mariota was picked as the second overall selection. But as Key has said oftentimes, and I agree, and I think this is where your points converge and come together. Because you're the second overall pick, there's this unrealistic expectation about what you're going to be able to do. Key has said the Bears need just a guy. Let's be honest. Marcus Mariota, nice guy, Heisman Trophy winner, really honest, really sweet, represented college football,
nice
great
guy.
Way, all that stuff.
Sound like me.
Yeah, after what you've said this morning, definitely nice guy. But Marcus Mariota is just a guy. We have to just admit. He was a second overall pick, so you want all these grandiose things out of him. But he's not. He's just another guy, and that's exactly what the Bears need. So to Key's point, that's what they need. To Jay's point, that's what they're trying to do. The second thing I would say is the Raiders general manager, Mike Mayock, and I know Gruden's calling the shots, but before he became the Raiders general manager, he was the NFL's network's version of Mel Kiper Jr.
There's only one Mel, baby.
I totally got it. He's the grandfather. He started the whole thing. But Mayock created a nice cottage industry for himself as well and became respected. Mariota was very well held in regard by Mayock when he was working for the NFL network. So I would just say that if they're not sold with Carr, at least Mayock says, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
This could be a guy we should keep, not a guy we should trade, because when he had his old hat on, he was just over the moon in his praise for Mariota. But the bigger point, Key, is that I think Marcus Mariota is just a guy.
Zubin, he was drafted, are you talking about drafted, the Oakland Raiders hat or the Las Vegas Raiders? I'm confused with hats. That
we have
John
to ask
Gruden
which one to put on.
Okay. Well, my point in when you say just a guy, and I know, it's not
second overall pick. You're expecting a lot. That's all I'm saying.
He's always poo-pooing on the second overall picks, Zubin. It always happens on this show. You, number one overall pick.
Carson Wentz, also second overall pick.
I didn't say anything. I was going to say that when you look at guys that people would say is just a guy, just the guys win.
Oh, totally.
They win, right? Baker Mayfield was selected as the number one overall pick. I'll take what he's doing in Cleveland any day of the week because he's serviceable. He does what we're asking him to do. We're not asking him to go five wides out and empty and we're going to throw the ball 50 times. That's not his strength. His strength is doing exactly what they have him doing in Cleveland right now. And they figured it out. That's Chicago. Same recipe.
So play
defense,
guy,
run the damn ball, and get a quarterback that can sustain drives and not screw it up.
Yeah.
Tell me who, Key. Talk to me. Tell me who.
It's not about a who. It's about you as a coach getting that individual person to do those things. I could take Sam Darnold and put him in Chicago. Can Chicago do what Cleveland did with Baker Mayfield? That's the question. Is Matt Nagy smart enough? And I guess Bill Lazor.
The offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Is he the guy, are those two guys together smart enough to realize this is what we need to do in order to be successful? Or are they looking across the street at Kansas City, or are they looking down the road at Green Bay and up the road over here at what New Orleans does with Drew Brees and figure, oh, we got to do that to win. No, you don't. You have to do a philosophy that works for your system in your style of play. Chicago, again, I'll say it again. They went to the damn Super Bowl with Rex Grossman,
that
man.
They did.
Stop. And that I know did. It was a long time ago. What has changed in the philosophy in Chicago Bear football since then?
Nothing. They've
Nothing.
Always been the same organization.
Same organization.
From Papa Bear Hallis to Mike Ditka to
same.
Matt Nagy.
Mm-hmm. The same thing.
Here we go. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline. Will I regret this? Probably not. I think this guy, Chad in Charlotte. You're on ESPN Radio.
I bet you Chad's in the military.
Help us out here.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
What's up?
What's happening, Chad?
I'm just heading to work right now. Heading to work, and this whole white hot thing got me laughing a little bit when somebody said it was racist.
Well, you know how people
so,
are.
When I was in the Marine Corps, every time we go to the rifle range, especially in the wintertime when it was cold, you would put so many rounds through your rifle, your barrel would turn white hot. That's where we started using the term white hot is your barrel heating up. It has nothing to do with race. So people to think it's racist just because you put a color in front of it, that's just absurd.
Man,
white hot
know,
was a term know, that we hey, used in
hey,
the Marine Corps.
Hey, Chad, in all honesty,
yes,
I don't really give a damn because I understand who those people are.
Chad.
It's content for me because I understand who the people are that's tweeting at my producer or tweeting at our show. It's not anything new. We see it every single day. Those people don't get the time of day from me.
And
they
Chad,
really
I also
don't.
Say this. Every time there's some kind of issue, right, that happens, like if it's Mark Cuban with the anthem, you should see our Twitter line. It just explodes. Like, of course you guys are going to say something like that. It's always about race. Or something. I'm like, we're like, no, we're the last people to actually talk about that. We're just giving you our POV.
Can I say this though, Chad? I am married to a white girl. Does that mean anything? Oh, okay.
My best friend and my brother's black. I was adopted, so, I mean, there's no race with me either.
We all want family, Chad. We want family out here, baby.
I just like saying that, though.
Exactly.
I just like saying that. Oh, you do understand, Zubin. My kids are mixed. I'm married to a white girl.
It's called the human race, Chad.
Chad, thanks for your service,
anything,
by the way.
I love listening to your show every morning on my way to work.
I got out of
the Marine Corps. I became a teacher, and I'm a football coach. And the best thing about my morning before I get into work and see my kids finally through this pandemic is listening to y'all show and how real y'all keep it. So
Chad, you
got to
call into the show more, Chad. Chad, you got to call into the show more, man.
Oh,
at least give us a call like once a month, man. Check in with us.
Hey, for you, I got you, Jay. I got you.
All right,
baby.
Chad, thanks for your service, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a wonderful morning.
Thank you.
Chad was white hot this morning.
And this is very dangerous.
You got those people. Man, you got the people. They red right now. Ooh, they mad.
And Key told us to for the white hot or red hot flame, whatever you want, to stay away from the Twitter feed because it is white hot or red hot. But I'm going to break rules because they're telling me I need to break rules occasionally. Kay Betterson at Twitter. Kay Betterson on Twitter. The Miami Heat had a white hot theme during their playoff runs because white hot is the most intense heat. Tyler Hero, white superstar.
See what you did right there?
You just made everybody mad when you said that.
Mike Miller, white legend.
Don't call. We're not going to call any Caucasians.
Pat Riley, greatest white coach ever.
I'm not going to allow you to do that,
Zubin. The fact that you brought white heat, hot, all that up, I've learned something. I didn't know anything about white hot. I didn't know anything about it.
Hey, look, Keith, I'm going to tell you this. When this dude played for Sacramento, they called this open set about four or five times. And you know, sometimes when you're in the NBA, like I'll say at the top of the key, I'm on an island by myself. What'd you say?
Nothing, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you in your smart comment. Listen, I'm telling you, I was literally looking over my right shoulder, my left shoulder, because he kept calling the same open set. He roasted me. He is the real Jason Williams. I will allow you to say that, Evan. He's the truth.
No, he was legit.
He was the truth.
Well, let's not mention the other guy, the third guy. Nobody,
I don't want to be complaining, and I love him. He's my boy. I didn't shoot my chauffeur. I did not do that. It's not me.
Get out of the pool. Get out of the pool.
Oh, God.
Stop trying to close off. Get out of the pool.
Please get this thing back on the track for us, Zubin.
Yes, I will do that, even though
or
I just...
Or move myself over from the driver's seat to the passenger seat and say the driver ran away. There's a lot of things that have happened in my life. Conflation, Keith.
All right, we got to go the other way. I'm a little hungry this morning. Can somebody get me some white chocolate? Okay, here we go. Which time for QB or not QB?
Y'all have made people mad.
Oh, no.
I'll settle for a Hershey's cookies and cream if we can't do it. We could mix it. All right, here we go.
Let's move.
In order of division finish, if you're just joining us this morning, it's the one big pressing question for everybody in the National Football League division by division and everybody at the starting position for a team in the said division. Again, today is the NFC South, which, of course, begins with...
New Orleans Saints.
So we know Drew Brees is not going to be the guy. Salary configuration
really?
The other day to lower his salary. He did it the other day. That's the unofficial official. We'll just have to wait. So what's going to happen?
Well, here's what I'll say. When you look at the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees probably is going to take a job in television. That's been done already. You got to go with Jameis Winston here. I think Jameis Winston is the guy, and I understand Taysom Hill shows some flashes in the five games that he was a starter. They won most of those games, but yet and still, over the long 16-game stretch, I think Jameis Winston is prime and ready to do the things that they need done in this offensive set.
Is it true Winston was the former overall number one pick?
Yes.
Is it true that he led the NFL in passing yards two seasons ago? Yes. Is it true he knows the offense better behind Brees for the time he was there? Yes, all these things being true, Jameis Winston is your guy.
Is it also true that Sean Payton said on our show, this is actually a two-way street between Winston and New Orleans?
Ooh.
Jameis Winston, we know. We had a year with him. He was fantastic as a leader. Man, he's got tremendous arm talent. He's a young prospect that we like a lot. You know, when you have a player for a season, he's kind of giving you a chance to see what he's about, and there's a little bit of an audition there, but the same audition takes place for us. He's getting a chance to see, hey, this is how they do it here. Does this fit me?
Last thing I would say, Brees has been the Saints quarterback for 15 years. That's 240 regular season games. Drew Brees has started 228 of them. It's going to be really strange to see him anywhere else. Next up, this team.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, them. 43 years old with Brady. He'll be 44 when next season starts. He's a lock.
Yeah, they're going to run it back, and I know they don't like to use that because it's a Kansas City term, but they're going to run it back. I think what they need to do, though, is they really need to address the future quarterback behind Tom Brady this year's draft, maybe next year's draft.
I always love seeing with dynasties, are players willing to take slightly less money in order to continue to win at that rate? And then also, what other superstars join that team? Will J.J. Watt make the choice to go down to Tampa? No state income tax. That's what everybody always says, to go play with Tom Brady and potentially win a Super Bowl.
Interesting you say that. Our front office insider Mike Tannenbaum on our show yesterday saying Brady could be the impetus for people to flock to South Florida.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And when you speak to people around the league, Tampa Bay literally overnight has become this incredible destination. You have Tom Brady, a chance to win. Bruce Arians, who's going to take care of veterans like a J.J. Watt. No tax. Practice on grass. play on grass, and a chance to win a Super Bowl. So if you're close to the end, like J.J. Watt, and if you're Tampa Bay and you can't afford someone like Shaq Barrett and you want to extend to keep Lavonte David or Chris Godwin, J.J. Watt's not nearly the same guy he once was, but 20, 25 snaps a game, he may help you get back to the Super Bowl.
So the Bucs are surging. This team, rebuilding.
Carolina Panthers.
Teddy Two Gloves. It doesn't feel like he's going to be back.
Yeah, Teddy Two Gloves is probably on his way out. It's interesting that they went out on a limb and got him, signed him, first-time head coach at Matt Rhule. But look, Tepper, the owner, wants to build a certain way, and I don't see where Teddy Bridgewater's in their future plans.
I would love to see him actually play with a healthy CMC. I mean, look, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson both recorded 1,000 yards last season. Would love to see how the dynamic of that team works. Maybe get Kyle Pitts tight end in the draft. I want to see it work out for Teddy, just not sure it's going to work out.
Indeed. CMC, of course, Christian McCaffrey. This is Panthers reporter David Newton on Panthers owner David Tepper, who is going to exhaust all options to get better under center.
He's not afraid to put himself out there and take chances. One person I interviewed when Tepper got the team called him a force of nature because he was so strong-willed and driven. His goal is to win a Super Bowl like he grew up watching his hometown Pittsburgh Steelers do and has made it clear he'll do whatever it takes, starting with finding the right quarterback. As he said when asked about Teddy Bridgewater after the season, unless you have that guy to get you to the playoffs or Super Bowls, you have to keep reevaluating that because the only thing that matters is Super Bowls.
Tepper used to be a minority owner of the Steelers. He saw the success that you can have at the ownership level. Bringing up the caboose.
Atlanta Falcons.
Matt Ryan, 208 games since Matt Ryan has been the starter, Key, when he got drafted in 2008. 208 total games. He started 205.
And he should stop at 205. I mean, that's where he should be with the Atlanta Falcons. Give Matt Ryan the same respect that you gave to Matthew Stafford. Allow him at his age to go out and try to find a team like the San Francisco 49ers, the Indianapolis Colts, that will give him a chance to get to a Super Bowl rather than rebuild in Atlanta.
There's a part of me that wants to see him stay with the team so they can honor him and give him the credit he loves. But ultimately, Key, I'm with you on the Matthew Stafford card. Whatever Matt Ryan will willing to do at this stage of his career, if you gave the same opportunity to J.J. Watt, give it to Matt Ryan as well.
Let's go boots on the ground, 680, the fan in Atlanta. Former Georgia quarterback Hudson Mason knows the quarterback situation in the state well. Hudson Mason says, actually, fellas, I think we need to bring Matty Ice back for one more, not white hot, but cool run.
Now, regarding the most realistic scenario of Matt Ryan in 2021 in the Falcons, and that is the Falcons are going to run it back with him being their quarterback, primarily because he's got a $44 million dead cap hit, infeasible cap hit, that makes him, quite frankly, untradeable. But number two is the Falcons believe that if anybody can get a little more juice out of the squeeze of Matt Ryan, it's Arthur Smith, primarily because of his impact and influence by Matt LaFleur and Kyle Shanahan. And those two guys had a huge role and responsibility for Matt's best NFL season, his 2016 MVP campaign.
It's been a long time, though, since he's looked like 2016 Matt Ryan, I'll be honest with you. It's just true.
It's true. I'm laughing, I'm chuckling because it has nothing to – Arthur Smith is not Matt LaFleur. He's not Sean McVay. He's not Kyle Shanahan. But the first thing people start doing is, that guy's just like him. Like, no, stop. Stop it. Everybody's different.
Still to come, why the Eagles receivers are literally moving closer to Jalen Hurts and moving away from Wentz.